Our next presenter is Dr. Carol Shea. She's the assistant professor at Indiana University School of Nursing. Her research is focused on low-income pregnant women and their prenatal care and health promotion behavior.
Thank you. People told me that my voice is very low and tend to force audience to sleep. And I hope that I don't quarrel you for the next 20 minutes. You know, bear with me. I'm Carol Shea from Indiana. And I had two co-investigators for this study. Anna McDaniel is at IU, School of Nursing, as well as the School of Informatics. And Irene Kay is at MD Anderson Library, University of Houston. Our study was in part supported by a research investment fund from Indiana University School of Nursing. And I have nothing to disclose. Just want to give you a very brief literature review and tell you the rationale why our study is needed. The literature thus far has supported that health information seeking helps an individual understand and gain knowledge about health issues. The prior studies in the United States and the recent research conducted in Canada has found that pregnant women receiving pregnancy health information from care providers are less likely to deliver low birth weight or preterm infants, which is very encouraging. However, several large-scale telephone survey type of studies found that low-income individuals are more likely to have less exposures to health information, such as nutrition, physical activities, and they are somehow considered or viewed as the information non-seekers. So the low-income status seems to be a disadvantage to information seeking. And that is why it's important to explore factors or variables that hinder health information seeking in low-income population. And that was our mission for this study. We wanted to examine the health information seeking and its relationships to information needs and information barriers of a group of low-income pregnant women. We somehow set the information seeking as the outcome variables, and the information needs and information barriers are the independent kind of predictors. We had two specific aims for this study. The first one, we like to see how information needs and information barriers individually predict health information seeking in this group of low-income pregnant women. Second aim is to look at how information needs and information barriers together synergistically predict health information seeking. We used Wilson's model of information barrier behaviors to guide our study. Now, Wilson proposed that information seeking is influenced by information needs and five intervening variables. And these intervening variables can be barriers or facilitators. And these five intervening variables included psychological, demographic, interpersonal, environmental, and information source factors. So, we recruited pregnant women from a prenatal clinic, primarily serve low-income patients from surrounding urban communities. Of the pregnant women served or seen in this clinic, roughly about 57% were black, and 35% were white, and 4% were Hispanic, and the rest of 4% were Asian and other ethnicities. Our inclusion criteria were pregnant women needs to be at least 18 years old, able to speak and read English, and was enrolled in a public assistance health insurance program or without any health insurance at the time of the studies. Of the 97 pregnant women that we contacted, 8 didn't meet the inclusion criteria, and three, you were not interested in our study, and two, did not complete the whole interview. So we ended up with 84 pregnant participants in our study for data analysis. In addition to the profile data form that we use to collect demographic and OB histories, we have three major instruments that we used for this study. The first one is a pregnancy health information seeking scale. This scale was adapted from the health information seeking scale published by a group of researchers. We modified the wordings in this instrument to fit into the pregnant populations. Pregnancy health information seeking scale has 8 items, major frequency of seeking in the past month in relation to 8 different information sources. And so the frequency of seekings, we make it as a neighbor, sometimes, often, and all the time, as a, like a Likert scale format. And the 8 information sources included health professionals, mass media, printed material, social networks, internet computer, talks, presentations, and community health fairs. The Cromba alpha of the internal consistency for this particular pregnancy health information seeking scale calculated from our study sample was 0.68. The second scale that we used is the pregnancy health information needs scale. This instrument was used to measure 20 pregnancy health related topics, including health promotion, risk detection and prevention, and physical and psychosocial adaptations to pregnancy. This scale has a 5-point Likert format from disagree very much all the way to agree very much. And here is the an example from the scale. I need more health information about what to do if my labor starts early. And then so pregnant participant can circle which numbers represent their answers. The Cromba alpha for this particular instrument calculated from the study sample was 9.93, so which is very good. The third instrument that we used is called Pregnancy Health Information Barriers Scale. This instrument has 15 items, major 5 dimensions or information barriers in Wilson's model, and that includes psychological, demographic, interpersonal, environmental, and information sources barriers. Again, the scale has a 5-point Likert format, you know, from disagree very much to agree very much. And here is another example from this scale. Information from my care providers is not helpful because they had no idea about my life conditions. And the Cromba alpha calculated from this particular study sample for this scale is 0.69. This table is very busy. This is the table of the demographic and obstetrical profile of these 84 pregnant participants. I use the red colors to highlight the highest percentage for each category, and I hope you can see it. Here we have a majority of the participants are Black, and these women, you know, a lot of women in our studies were high school graduate or less than high school educated. They are fall into the 20 to 29 years old age range. And of course, many of them are not married, not working. And about 86% of them say that they rate for pressure at the time of interview. And they also stated that they had a place to use the internet, but this place could be at home, the library, the you know, workplace, or in a school. About 50%, a little bit over 50% of the pregnant women say that their home own a house, their household own a car, and the father or baby live with them. Now on the right hand side, we had about 58% of the pregnant women at the time of the interview were in their third trimester. And almost 3/4 of them stated that they started prenatal care in the first trimester. Going down here, about the same thing, three quarters of the pregnant participants had at least one pregnancy before, and about 63% received week programs, week services, and 53% was on the, well, actually 46% was on the food stamps. And 69% say that they plan to breastfeed their baby once the baby is born. And very high number, 95%, did not attend any childbirth classes. And going up here about the smoking histories, about 41% of the participants smoke prior to pregnancy. And they were about 20% continue to smoke cigarettes during pregnancy. Again, this is a busy slide. This table shows you the rankings of the items mean score from the pregnancy health information needs scale. So the mean score, higher mean score, indicating that this particular item is higher needs for the pregnant subjects in our study. So the higher needs areas are, I'm just going to point to five areas, are what to do if labor starts early, danger signs during pregnancy, how my baby grows and develops, and medications during pregnancy, deal with stress during pregnancy. This item seems to be rated high as information need, versus the smoking, alcohol use, illegal drug use, and physical abuse to women by partners. These items were rated low, had low mean item score, indicating that they just don't feel that's the needed information areas. The same thing, this is the ranking of the item mean score for the items in pregnancy health information barriers scale. So the higher item mean score, indicating a higher barriers. And so the higher barriers area related to not much information in the newspaper, magazine, or on the radio, TV, not using the computers to learn about pregnancy and health, not many health fairs or health activity near my home, and no family members or friends to answer questions, or finding a way by bus or car, so finding the transportation to go to information sources, it seems to be a barrier. But if we look at the lower mean score items, indicating they do not feel the barriers is as high as the previous five items. The lower barriers area refer to the healthcare providers are not helpful. So that means on the flip side, they think that's not a barrier. So health providers are very helpful to them. And knowing more information wouldn't help make medical decisions, meaning that they do use the information to make medical decisions during pregnancy. Books, magazine, or hard to read has the low mean score, indicating that that's not an issue for them. And uncomfortable asking the doctors or nurses questions about pregnancy health. So again, this item has a low mean score, meaning that they are comfortable asking informations from care providers or health professionals. Now this one again is the rankings of the item mean score for the pregnancy health information seeking scales. Remember there are eight different information sources, and so the rankings display here is health professionals is the source that is the most frequently used by this group of pregnant women, followed by books, brochures, family friends, newspaper, magazine, internet, talks or presentation given by the clinic, the hospital, or the community centers, TV, radio. And the least used source is about health fair or health communities, the community activities. All right. Remember, one of our specific aim is to find out individual independent variables in predicting the outcomes, and also the their combined effect from the independent variables in predicting the outcomes. We use the mean score from the pregnancy health information needs scale and the pregnancy health information barriers scales as a cutoff. So we had the two means score, and we kind of divided the 84 women into four groups. The first group of women is the women with high information needs and low barriers. Second group is the group with low information needs and low barriers. The third group is the high information needs and high barriers. And the last group is the group with low information needs and high barriers. First, we use the ANOVA to test out to see whether or not there is a significant difference in the seeking score, you know, health information seeking score among these four groups. Well, indeed, there was a statistical significance. So then we use the Bonferroli t-test to do the pairwise comparison. So here's the result. The first group, high information needs and low barriers group, was statistically significant, you know, in terms of the total seeking scale, was higher than the other two, other three groups. This mouse will not move very well. And then the second group is the group with low information needs and low barriers. This group's total seeking score is higher than the group four. And the group four is a group with low information needs and high barriers. So we can see that somehow you need to have the women who perceive the information needs as high and has a low barriers in order to foster the information seeking. But then we also did some regression analysis. We did the linear regression first. We put into individual independent predictors into the model to predict the seeking outcomes. We also analyze individual covariates, meaning that, you know, could be something about demographic factors or OV history may compromise the information seeking. So from that linear regression, simple linear regression model, well, we of course find that information needs and barriers or individually significant predictors for the health information seeking. And we found that three significant covariates also are related to information seeking, and those are the first pregnancy, on food stamps, and history of asthma. So then we use the multiple linear regressions. We put the information needs and the information barriers in the model and to see how these two together in predicting the health information seeking. Well, the model come out to be positive, and you can see from the beta standardized coefficients, information need has positive relationship with the outcome. Barriers, on the other hand, has a negative relationship with the pregnancy health information seeking. Then we did develop another model. We put these three significant covariates into the model along with the information needs and information barriers. The total model is significant. However, we found that, you know, after we control for these three covariates, barriers still stands out very significant. But the information needs somehow was attenuated a little bit, you know, from the p-value. And on the food stamps become no significance once everything is into the models, and the first pregnancy and history of asthma are still remain positive covariates. So what are the conclusions? The conclusion is information needs and information barriers predict health information seekings in pregnant participants in our study, particularly the high levels of information needs and low levels of information barriers increase information seeking. Health professionals were identified as the most frequently utilized information source by our study participants, and this finding is consistent with the findings published in previous studies, and it implies that there are opportunities for health providers or health professionals who has a contact with the pregnant women. So there are window times or opportunity teaching times to convey health message to pregnant people. The low information needs in prenatal substance use, you know, related to smoking, alcohol, and illegal drug use, and the physical abuse by partners. Somehow, our study participants did not feel that's their major information needs areas. These findings, again, is consistent with the findings by previous researchers, but it comes down to be, you know, to be the issues for I guess, you know, for us to really to distinguish is that women do not want or women do not need. You know, we know that from previous research, some women involved in substance abuse, they may not be ready to disclose their use history. And some women, some chronic users, may have encountered with multiple health education opportunities, but somehow they don't see the need, or maybe we are given the wrong information to these women, but that's, you know, for the research is warranted. And then it seems the first time pregnancy and a history of asthma resulted in a higher score in pregnancy health information. It indicates this particular subset of pregnant women may need some attention, you know, in terms of helping them find information and help them not to be overloaded with information. We have a lot of limitations in the study. Well, we use the clinic patients. So if the patient, if the pregnant women who are not engaged in regular prenatal care, we don't know what kind of information needs and barriers or seeking behavior they have. And we did not distinguish the active versus the passive information seeking from each source. Sometimes an active information seeking could become passive information seeking. Of course, limited to English-speaking women really prohibit us from generalizing our studies to study findings to the overall pregnant population. And the instrument that we used, some of them has the internal Cromba alpha in the, you know, in the 0.69, which is okay, but not as great as the 0.98. And for the research to refine the instruments are a guarantee. Thank you. I hope that I'm not using it too much time.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shea. What we'll do to be respectful of time is we'll continue on to our fourth presenter, and I'm sure that Dr. Shea will accept some questions at the end, if need be, out in the hallway. There's just so much exciting things going on. We want to get everybody into this presentation today. Our final